But first this week, the new trend in selling us products and ideas is called participation marketing. Many of us have only just caught up with the so-called viral marketing, the idea that companies create an advert which is designed to be appealing enough to be passed via email by friends to each other. Well, this model is already out of date. The problem was that advertisers lost control of the process. People would pass on the advert, but who would they be passing it on to? And frequently, research showed not always to the targeted group of would-be consumers, and often they'd be passing on adverts having changed their message. So, the new model is participation marketing, and Justin Kirby is the managing director of the marketing company Digital Media Communications, and he joins us now. Justin, welcome to Culture Shock. Just explain exactly what this concept of participation marketing actually is.
Well, consumer participation is dressed up in a number of buzzwords. I mean, it's not often called customer participation or consumer participation. It's wrapped up in whichever marketing company's buzzword they've decided to call it. So you'll hear it being called co-creation, you'll be hearing it called customer-made communications, you'll be hearing it called consumer empowerment or customer empowerment. But underlying all of those different buzzwords is a term called participation, which has been used in political science and management theory for years now.
Give us the most up-to-date examples, then, of how this actually works and who's done it.
Well, I guess one of the most recent examples would be something like the way that Fox and MySpace teamed up to promote X-Men: The Last Stand and created this environment within MySpace called X-Space, which by offering sort of enhanced functionality within MySpace, they managed to create a community of, say, 3 million people within this actual MySpace, X-Space community. So I think what's interesting there is they're not being promoted to in a normal sense where it's like, here's an ad or here's a trailer. It's like, come and be promoted to within this environment of this community you already are part of.
Okay, that sounds pretty interesting, actually, that you make people feel that they're part of something much bigger and they're not just getting something sold to them. And I suppose that you're also preaching to the converted in the case of X-Men groupies or fans. Which are the most successful instances of participation? I mean, you mentioned the X-Men, the film, but are there more consumer products where this has been successfully used?
Well, I mean, funny enough, well, there is another film example, which funny enough shows, but actually just asking people whether they should choose A or B logo can have an amazing effect. I mean, Tremor, which is a division of Procter & Gamble in the US, has recruited 250,000 teen influencers. And for a film called Win a Date with Ted Hamilton, I think it's called, they asked 1,000 teenage girls in one town in the US to say which of two logos they thought should be used to promote the movie. And in that town, attendances were double anywhere else in the country.